All right. We're back. It's a beautiful Monday. I started a little bit late because I just love that song, Irresistible. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure to be back on the TNT Hour, the Trusted News Trader. If you ever wonder what that is, just go to TrustedNewsTrader.com. And you'll know why we named this show the TNT Hour. We have our own nice little blog there, a lot of fun people posting with us. And it's really more about trading the truth. Trading the truth. Ooh, that's a good name. Trading the truth. Anyways, folks, it's been an interesting time here at BBS Radio. I've discussed it a couple times on a few other shows about what's been going on here with BBS Radio, but we have had a lot of things happen. We had a huge fire in Paradise. Yep, another big fire. When I moved here, there was a big fire. And it was right across the studio, just right outside the window. We were looking at this huge forest fire. And this time, there was another one all over the place. Chico, Corning, all over Butte County, Paradise. The whole city was evacuated. We left actually Thursday. The shows were down Thursday and Friday. And we had to drive off to the hotel because the emergency personnel and law enforcement was telling everybody to leave. And when we got to the hotel, it took about 6 hours, well, five, somewhere in there. And it was really only an hour drive from here, but with all the traffic trying to get out of the city, it was kind of a nightmare. And we had our four children, beautiful children, and we had our beautiful two dogs, and one was pregnant. So we got to the hotel, we're about to go to sleep at 2 a.m, and the dog gave birth right in the hotel. So you can imagine, I mean, if any of you knows what it's like when a dog gives birth, doing it in a hotel was not an opportune time or moment. We got back Saturday, and fires were still going on all over the place, left and right of the roads as you were driving up. But we did get in here. The power was back on, and we were back to work Saturday. And then Sunday, the power went off all day again. That will never happen again. We've bought a massive standby generator, which will be here this week. So if any power goes out ever again, we will still be in business, folks. And we're also opening up a new remote station August 1st. So if anything beyond that goes down and we can't accommodate the hosts, we'll be able to switch the system, click, and we'll still be in action. So we're setting up to have a few redundant systems in place as well with the servers. We have brand new servers. Cloverton 5410s fully loaded, and that hopefully this week we can finalize getting everything over there and get those things up and running. So we'll have several servers actually housing what we need, and we're just setting up for nature, and of course these wackos in power. We're setting up because they can be often quite destructive with their toys, and so we don't want to go down anymore, but we're doing the best we can. And we're back today, and we love being here with you. Thanks for being with us. We hired three people last week. We've hired another person this week, so we have four new employees on board. One is Marcella, and she will be an engineer. And then we have a full-time bookkeeper, and her name is Leslie, and she'll be starting Thursday at 1 o'clock. And then we have a part-time accountant that'll be coming in to review all the books, do all the statements, the quarterlies, and so on. He'll be working a couple days a week. And then we have one other employee, and that's in Blaine, and he's going to be opening up our new remote location. So we're growing, folks. We're growing. When you add four employees in a couple weeks, you know you're moving. And we've enjoyed being here, and so growing is the next best thing, because if, you know, you either, well, the old saying goes, fold or grow. Well, we like to grow, so here we are. So a lot of good news, and a lot of weird news. But let's keep our fingers crossed that the fires stay out of the area. We keep our thoughts and prayers open for the rest of California, because we know that things are a little wild here, like the wildfires, and it seems to be an epidemic throughout the area. So let's keep our fingers crossed and our prayers and thoughts out for those people that have lost everything. And, you know, we weren't too concerned. You know, the management here, we've purchased way more insurance than we need. So it really didn't matter to us. I mean, place could have burned down. We'd have been back in operation within 4 or 5 days. And, you know, to me, nothing really matters. Form, physical form, and things just don't matter a bit anymore. I think it's the people that matter, and the rest is dust eventually. So if you're stuck in your toys, well, it's pretty heavy. It's a pretty heavy weight, and I'm sure you feel it. Everybody who has a lot of things around them, I'm sure they feel that weight. They may not know it, but somehow, psychologically, it does have an effect. It weighs you down into the physical. So, good time for a garage sale, don't you think? I wish my twin brother Douglas could have been here. It would have been nice, but he's been busy today. We've all been extra busy here lately because we, you know, got caught with our pants down. Wasn't an ugly sight, but we did get caught a little bit, and we're a little bit behind. So we're just playing a little catch-up and getting the new employees squared away and up to par, and that will take a little bit of doing. Well, now that I've given you all that, what should we talk about today? Again, I'm never prepared. This is the TNT hour. I don't do notes. I never prepare. I don't know how to prepare. I've never been one to prepare for anything, to be quite honest with you. I don't have anything to prepare for. You know, I'm not going to prepare for bad news. I'm not, you know, I'm smart enough to, you know, I'll buy extra camping gear. I'll buy extra hunting gear and extra bullets and, you know, and things like that in case things go wrong. But other than that, you know, I just don't have the time to go planning anything. And people that do a lot of planning tend to live in the future, and they probably have more time on their hands than they need. But it is wise to do some planning, and I think that if anybody out there is a little bit worried about the economy and about the food crisis and what's going on, don't be. It's all bogus. Folks, this fear is... Has anybody out there noticed that everything that they try to frighten you about usually has an ulterior motive, usually ends up being false? Anybody? I have. I've noticed that every fear-based thing is just that. It's just to get your mind around something else other than these bankers stealing and raping everything from our economy, that they're buying and blackmailing and bribing our parliament. And those in elected office are well in their pocket, and they're trying to make a chaotic situation with their weather toys, with their war mongering, and it's always about their greedy little financial system that they want to go global with. Now, there's a better way to go global. Go global with Spirit. That's with Elaine Ireland. She's a beautiful host with us, and that's really the way to go global. Going global for a new world order of donkeys running everything is just not my idea of pristine life. I mean, look around. You think these guys actually, do you really think they know what they're doing? I don't. I think they're setting up the entire system, even the global system, for absolute failure. You can't centralize power in the hands of a few wackos and expect things are going to go well. You're going to get more murders, more rapes, more pedophiles, and you're going to get all more drug trafficking, and you're probably going to get it all, which we already know, all headed up by the same group of people that are touting this fear-based nonsense. Now, are things likely to happen because they want to continually spread the fear and reinforce that mindset? Sure. You know, you can't put it past them. If they can do it, will they? Yeah, they've already proved that. They're sick. So, I mean, I rant so much about this, but I like to hit home with this every show, only because it's important. You've got a banking establishment, and we got to kick them out of the country. We got to kick them out of the country, and if they come in, we should hang them. Pure and simple. They should be hung. Because they're creating wars, and they're polluting everything, and they're destroying anything that means anything to humanity. Which means to me they're not human. I mean, they don't have compassion, they don't have hearts, they don't have integrity, they don't have honor, they don't have character, they don't talk the truth. They're lying wackos, and they want to control you, me, and the other economies and put it all under their thumb. Does anybody out there think that's a good idea? Anybody? Not me. In fact, if people are paying attention to what's going on, they'll notice that the action takers that I've been talking about, you remember I keep telling you that when enough people start screaming loudly, that action takers who were maybe fearful of taking action before will start stepping up to the plate? Well, they are. They are. If you head on over, pardon me, every now and again to PBS, Public Broadcasting System, you'll notice a new show. I don't know how new it is, but it's new to me because I hadn't seen it too often. DemocracyNow.org. And they have a TV show now on PBS. And there's this author, Bela Lugosi. I wish I could remember his name. Starts with a B, I believe. He wrote a book called, and I can't even remember the name of it. You know, I'm watching these things so fast, working so hard, that half the time it kind of goes in and out. So you'll have to bear with me. I apologize for my memory lapses. But he wrote a book about Bush being tried for murder, and that he should be tried for murder. And he has a lot of evidence in his book, and he's writing a lot of cover letters to many of the prosecutors throughout the country at the state, local, and federal levels, and he's hoping that they will take the evidence in his book and prosecute Bush for murder. Murder. Live on TV, live on public broadcasting system, and I thought to myself, there's hope for this country yet, because there's more and more people stepping up saying, these people, they're not smart, they're not brilliant, they're liars, and they're insane, and they're perverts, and they're wackos. And by that I mean, all they can do, all they want to do, is hurt you, steal everything, rape your children, and laugh about it. Do a little jig, do a little dance, kind of like Bush loves to do a little jig and dance. He's always telling everybody that he's living high on the hog. And yet, look around, folks. You know, there's a new vehicle coming out. A lot of these posts I haven't been able to get up to date on. The TNT board is getting a lot more posts, and I have about 40, 45 posts I wanted to make. Some of them I'll talk about today, but I just haven't had the chance to. But one of them was a video about a new H2O car. Honestly, a car that they're looking to manufacture with a major manufacturer, I believe in China. And the car runs on strictly water, and it leaves no trace of pollutants. And they want to mass produce it. They've got it running. It looks fantastic. Now that's really what we need. We need a good mode of transportation that doesn't use carbon-based products. And water's a good... whoa! We may have a caller. Hold on, folks. Nope, just another advertiser. You know, I'll tell you, I've been here for a while, and these spam calls, spam advertisers, has anybody noticed that they're getting worse? Has anybody noticed that their spam filters aren't working like they used to? Has anybody noticed that they're getting way more spam from insurance companies and casino companies that are spamming people but don't have that have no websites to speak of when you go there, and they're just using fake names to spam people, spam statistics, spam your servers. Has anybody noticed this getting worse? Here's a good one for you. SpyBot. Hello, SpyBot. Are you out there? Well, I never did like your product. I've used it, yes, fact, and I never liked it. And somebody over there posted our 800 number as the number to call for SpyBot. Thank you, SpyBot, because it gives me a chance every time somebody calls to tell them that they probably should go somewhere else, because you're a spyware company and you can't even get your phone number right, and it's been months after months. So, you know, here's, folks, it's come to the point of the ridiculous. And who's at the head of all this? Who's at the helm? Well, again, look at your government. Look at what they're trying to do. They don't spend the money where it should, and everything that belongs to the people is being taken from them. Okay. So when we get them out, let's prosecute them for murder. Let's prosecute those that have taken us to war under false pretenses for murder. And then let's hang them. Am I a spiritual guy? Yes. Do I believe in the death penalty? Well, I'll tell you, not really. I don't. But then look at it this way. These people obviously do. Right? So if it's good for what they believe, why not make it good for them? Would I want it to be good for others? Well, I'd like to get rid of that whole system. But first you gotta get rid of the perpetrators. So if the system was good enough for them to enforce on others, let's make sure we enforce it on them, and then let's get rid of that system because it's junk. You know, two wrongs don't make a right. But in this case, it just might. I love being here with you folks. I really do. And if you want to give me a call and speak live with me on the TNT Hour, I would welcome that. The number is 877-876-5227. That's toll free if you're in the U.S. and you're listening out there and you want to give us a call. And we do have a direct line for those of you who are listening throughout the world, and many of you are. The number is 530-876-3222. So give us a call here. We'll put you on the air. And you can ask me any questions. I probably won't have any answers, but then maybe you can give some answers of your own. And we do have an 888 number, Canadian number, toll free, 888. But you have to go to the website, and that's bbsradio.com for Blogin Broadcasting Service. I noticed that bloginbroadcastingservice.com, someone has now purchased that URL and is using it as, you know, I guess a switching website or something. I mean, it's amazing. These companies out there like MSN allowing people to use domain names so that they can gain awareness in the search engines, especially when these names and trademarks and information are being borrowed from our website and yet still being allowed into their search engines. It's kind of ridiculous, but then it's par for the course. They're aminals. Aminals. Has anybody heard that Google and Yahoo are making some deals together? Some search engine deals? Whoa. How do you like that? I mean, we got three major search engines that pretty much sew up most of the internet, and now you've got two of them that'll be collaborating. And remember when MSN wanted to get involved and pick up Yahoo, and now Google is? Folks, it's just a matter of time before they consolidate this under one idiot. And once they do that, then they've streamlined the information. Then there's, you know, if you really think you're going to get accurate information from the major search engines, I would think again. I would start, you know, I'm about to start touting other search engines pretty soon, only because you can't have that kind of informational power in the hands of a few, because, again, it's just like a new world order. You can't have the information like that in the hands of a few where they control it, because there's just too much availability for criminals to take it and use it for destructive and criminal purposes. Let's call it criminal, because that's really what it is. I mean, these major monopolies, our Constitution was founded in such a way as not to allow, to prevent these type of monopolies, and yet they're happening all over in the energy sector, in the food sector, in the pharmaceutical sector. It's insane. But people are starting to step forward. The action takers are stepping up. People are starting to produce free, clean energies throughout the world. Our country, of course, is on lockdown. By that, I mean informational lockdown. They only allow so much information in, and they only allow so much information out. Other countries are a lot freer than we are today, but everybody here still believes that they're free, 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 and this is the greatest country in the world. Well, they used to. And that's going to work well on our behalf, because that these people are being slapped righteously. And they're not going to take it sitting down. We have a beautiful man in Ron Paul, but he did step back, of course, because of all the fiascos that are going on with the election system. I mean, he's had many of his supporters over at the various primaries, and I got to tell you, it's been a joke. They know it's been a joke. Look at McCain. I mean, jeez. You know, I got to stop there. Let you think about that, because that guy being our Republican front runner, again, it just shows how far the Republican Party has gone. And now look, and when you look at the left side of it with the Democratic Party, you know, two birds of a similar color, you know that things are a little mad. And it hasn't changed, and I doubt it's going to change, only because we don't have any choices out there, and they won't give us any good choices. And those choices that would have been opportune for the citizenry of this beautiful country are no longer there, because they will lie, cheat, steal, and murder to keep it away from you, to keep the truth away from you, and to stop anybody from removing them from power. It's unfortunate that they're so murderous, but that's the way it is. So we're going to have to take this system down piece by piece. Bring it down to ground zero like they did in New York. We got to bring this whole system down to ground zero, and maybe this failing economy is just the wake up everybody needs. You know, you gotta look at the bright side of things, folks. It may look a little disastrous, but, you know, it's gonna upset enough people that the rest of the action takers are gonna continue to step forward, and they've had enough. And they're going to take action to clean it up, and so am I, and I'm sure so are you. I'll be back in a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Did you know your name and date of birth speak volumes about you as a person and as a spiritual being? Well, your personal numerology can shine a light on your life's purpose, your true potential, and give you insight about your soul's journey in this lifetime. Join Allison Bachman, host of Visible by Numbers, Monday nights at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on BBS Radio, as she unlocks the secrets of how to live a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life by using numerology as a guide. You'll be inspired by Allison's passion, her amazing on-air readings, insightful topics, and guests. You don't want to miss Allison's show Monday nights on BBS. Visit Allison at www.visiblebynumbers.com for more information. Be well.
Take a journey around the globe on Odyssey Radio every other Monday at 8 p.m. We explore ancient mysteries such as Stonehenge, Easter Island, the pyramids of Mexico and Egypt, lost cities of gold in Peru, the mystical city of Machu Picchu, ancient maps of Atlantis, and so much more. We examine in detail the Sumerian clay tablets, which date back 6,000 years, and describe an advanced group of beings known as the Anunnaki. You will become familiar with obscure temples in Cambodia and the South Pacific, and learn their hidden secrets. On Odyssey, we also learn about modern-day mysteries, such as crop circles and the Mayan calendar. Join all the fun every other Monday at 8 p.m. Check out dozens of archives and ancient mystery DVDs at the Odyssey webpage.
Hello, my name is Ian, and I want to invite you to visit Ian's Place every Sunday at 4 p.m. At Ian's Place, we have the most powerful conversations on talk radio. If you want to start living your life your way, then Ian's Place is the place for you. We're going to cut to the chase and have a lot of fun doing it. So grab a cup of coffee, get comfortable, and tune into Ian's Place and discover simple techniques that gives you the ability to customize your life your way. That's Ian's Place at bbsradio.com, station number 2, every Sunday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
This is Mark Marshall, and I'm proud to say that my music is being played here on the 24-hour music channel at bbsradio.com, where there's anything but the mainstream, and they truly do love independent music. You can find out more about me at markmarshall.com, and stay tuned to BBS Radio.
Hi, this is Christoph Goes on BBS Radio, where you can check tracks from my new album, Turning Inside, because if it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.
bbsradio.com. If it's not mainstream, information and knowledge, bringing humanity closer to truth.
You know, that's one of our best promos. That was by Dieter Braun, Indian in the Machine. I gotta tell you, I love Dieter, because not only is his music heartfelt and beautiful, but he's a truth talker, and he does it with compassion. So if you guys ever want to read his information, head on over to schnirdelpunt.nl. We have a link on it on our website. And you can read about sylphs, you can read about, that's what I really like to read about, because he's the only one on the internet that really talks about the sylphs that are cleaning up these chemtrails. And I'll tell you, the chemtrails are something that people have been talking a little bit more about these days. You think it's quiet, but it isn't. Across the rest of the world, people have been talking about it, and they're upset. It just seems that the information here in the United States seems to be quiet about that fact. But they're running amok trying to, use us as guinea pigs. I believe that they're putting chemicals in us, and they're putting viruses in us, and they're putting all sorts of things in the air that they say is really for weather modification. Has anybody noticed that they now have new news out there trying to explain that it's weather modification, that it's okay? Bull. That's bull. I mean, of course they're using it for weather modification, but they're also using it for informational transfer information during wartime. And they have many uses for these chemtrails. One is to make us sick, 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 so that we end up in the hospitals where we'll get even sicker. Because the hospitals and prisons are the number one places to catch something. You walk in, you probably walk out with something other than you had before you got there. One time I was in a bike wreck, I was riding my motorcycle. I was riding it way too fast, coming around a corner. It was raining. I was about, an eighth of a mile from home, not too far, and I hit the curb. And boom, whacked on the curb. The bike was totaled. I flipped up, and I laid there, and I guess I had a concussion. It was I was coming in and out, and the police told me I had to go to the hospital. And when they found me there, and so they took me to the hospital, and I was in such pain. I got to the hospital, and they wanted to perform all this, all these things on me and get me in there and do all these glorious things that they do. And I said, I'm out of here. And I started walking out, and I'll tell you what, they wouldn't let me leave. Once you get in there, they don't let you leave. And I insisted. I was so damn angry. You have no idea. I was just screaming, raging mad. I'm out of here. I'm not sticking around. The hell with you guys. And I called my brother. I said, I need to use the phone. Had my brother come in. And I literally, walked my way out of there. Forced my way out of that hospital. I still ended up paying $1,800. And here's the kicker. I had insurance. I submitted it to the insurance, and they hit my credit report because they said the insurance didn't pay, but the insurance didn't submit the paperwork, and then their legal team was in, the hospital was giving me notifications, the hospital legal staff was giving me notifications, the credit company was giving me notifications. I'm saying, look, I had insurance, I did it. I mean, what the heck's going on here? So, it's all a scam. It's a scam. I mean, do I say don't get insurance? No. I mean, if you feel it's necessary, do it. But I have four kids. We have a large family, and I've never once needed insurance, ever. Maybe it's because they're healthy, but, if you plan for that sort of thing and you buy into a system that's corrupt, you'll get the results. So I don't buy into it. I don't buy into any of it anymore. I know that they're lying. I don't guess. I know it. I know that the media is lying. I don't guess. I know it. And when you get to that point, you'll end up like me. You just won't feed the system of destruction any longer. You won't stand witness to the system. You won't tell people, go out and vote now. You'll tell them, look, it's corrupt. Don't stand witness to it. Don't give testimony to a false system. It's wrong. It's wrong. How can a man of good character actually do that? That's what puzzles me. Now, is that what they want? Sure, the less voters out there, the better it is for them. But again, it's not just that you don't go out and vote. It's that you go out and you say, look, this is corrupt and we need to bring it to a stop. And that's what I love about Brad Blog. The Brad Blog. BRADBLOG.com. Check out the Brad Blog and you'll find out what's going on when it comes to these bloody elections. It's a crime. And Ron Paul knows it and even stated it so in several videos now, recent videos. So he started the New Liberty campaign, thank goodness, because really what it's all about is getting rid of these bankers, these banksters, because they are the biggest problem. If you guys don't think that that what's going on with our economy is really lighting the fire to all this, then you better take a closer look. Because this is how they're doing it. They're raping us. They're raping our economy. And it is the banksters that are doing it. And they need to be stopped. They need to be kicked out of this country. If there is one thing people, I believe, should do, it's getting rid of the Federal Reserve. Getting them out of here. And of course, hanging the people that are creating this murderous global rampage. I'm all for the hanging of them. Don't think I'm not. People email me all the time. I can't believe you're saying that. You're supposed to be a spiritual radio network. Well, we are. We absolutely are. But again, take a look around. It needs to stop. And the only way I can see it to stop is to bring these people to justice, and then physically have them removed. That's my thoughts. What's your thoughts? You know, I mean, 99% of you out there agree with me now. A lot of you still email, but a lot of you email me right on. You're absolutely right. And I get way, way more emails telling me that. So I know that people are changing. I even realize now that many of the people that have a very great compassionate heart are also understanding that the same is true. That in order for us to live free with liberty and be sovereign once again, we must remove the murderers. Because that's what they are. If anybody of you out there wants to give us a call, give me a call. The number is 877-876-5227. I'm sure you don't want to hear me flap my gums all for the rest of the hour. So give me a call. Talk to me. Chat with me. Tell me that you agree with me or don't. There's a lot of you listening out there right now, but none of you has the guts to give me a call. Don't worry. I'm not going to rake you over the coals. I'm not the government, folks. I'm the guy who's trying to help save you from that fiasco. Obama. Let's talk about Obama. I mean, I've been on this tirade for a while now, and it seems to be a good one only because we're in the season for elections. And that topic needs to be reiterated over and over and over and over and over again because it's important. We have people that are running for the highest office of our country that are going to continue this charade. And I believe Obama's one of them. I believe that he is bought and paid for. I truly do. And anybody out there that believes he isn't just needs to have a closer look at who's backing him. And then have a look at the internet and do a comparison. Do a comparison of how many people, of the information that's out there. And you're going to find that there is an extreme amount of information telling you about who Obama is, who his parents are. Has anybody had a look out there about who his parents are? Where he comes from? And how much contact he's had with his mother and his father and the rest of his family? Anybody out there? You really should have a look at that, because there's information out there that tells exactly who he is and where he's come from. And this guy is now running for the highest office of the land. I mean, McCain's a joke. But this is worse. Because this joke comes with the promise or promises of change. Well, real change comes with integrity. It comes with character. It comes with a man who says, hey, this is all fraudulent. These elections are fraudulent. I'll stand here and I'll become the next president, but you must know that these elections are fraudulent. And that the people that are behind it need to be cleaned up. He needs to be talking some truth. I mean, if he started talking about some real issues, I would be in his corner. If he started talking about the truth movement, I'd be in his corner. If he started talking that 9/11 was an inside job and that he's going to help clean it up, I'd be in his corner. If he started talking about that these banksters, the Federal Reserve is privately owned and that they've infiltrated our country and that we have major problems because of it, I'd be in his corner. If he started talking about AIPAC and the problem we have with Israel, I'd be in his corner. But do we hear any of that? No. All we hear is the same old riddle. Change, 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 change. Anybody want some loose change? There's a good video over there at BBS LA TV. In fact, we've got a little link to it up on our homepage. It'll say click here for some hard video facts. And watch that video, Loose Change. You'll like that. That's what I think about his change. No, I'm not conned. I'm not deluded. I'm not delusional. I see that he's been loved by the media since day one. He came out of nowhere, and his books have been everywhere. He's now a best-selling author, or was a long time ago, and he has been their choice. He and Hillary. But Hillary was such a bomb that they couldn't go with her, of course, because she's such a criminal. So, of course, let's put it this way. They made the switch to Obama because they know the people wouldn't go for Hillary. Well, that's the power of the people. That's showing you your power. When enough people get around and say it's unacceptable, then they realize that, whoop, better not go this direction. It might not work. Well, that's what we need to do with Obama. We need to say the election's a sham. And we need to say that, look, until somebody starts speaking some truth around here, we're not going to hold witness to it. We're going to bring it down. That's exactly what I'm trying to do, because they did it the last several elections openly. Openly. And this one, they're not just doing it openly. They're doing it proudly. They're absconding with our elections proudly. Look at the way Bush acts. Look at the way the media acts. It's almost like a badge of honor for these sick wackos. I mean, we have absolute factual evidence now that it's been a fiasco, a lie, it's been a fraud on the American people since day one, in every respect. And yet we still have people out there unknowingly witnessing to the system. I ain't going for it. Are you? Is anybody out there an Obama lover? Have you seen the Oblomi video? Anybody? You know, I thought to myself I wasn't going to post that video. It's just not in my character. But I realized that people just aren't getting the message. They're just not getting it. They still seem to somehow think there's a reality in this pipe dream. That lip service is going to do well for them. That somehow things are going to change because you've got some good speech writers and some fast talkers up there. They want to believe so badly they'll believe anything. Well, don't believe anything. That's what I say. Don't believe any of it. It's got to be fixed. It's got to be fixed. Folks, I'm going to leave you for just a short recess, and I'll be back in a moment.
Hi there, this is Christoph Goes. I'm playing on BBS Radio, where you can check tracks from my new album, Turning Inside. Because if it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.
Our time, invites you to join her as she shares powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. To find out more about Almeen and her work for the Mother Goddess of All Life, visit spiritualjourneys.com. As a Toltec Nahual, Almeen leads a life dedicated to setting others free from illusions, and her insights into cosmology and man's role in the macrocosm are undeniably groundbreaking. Sunday nights at 8:55 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, tune into Windows into Eternity for the most cutting-edge discussion of ascension one can find.
Hi, this is Charles Maxwell Green, and I'm the host of ET Yoga. That's every other Thursday, Channel 2, at BBS Radio, from 7:55 to 8:50 p.m. ET Yoga communicates self-empowering knowledge from channeled extraterrestrial sources, combined with the teachings of ancient yoga masters. You can also learn to totally be self-empowered, cure disease, or create total immunity from disease at maxwellgreensite.com. See you on Thursday evening.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, it's Sam Green from Sam Green the Time Machine, wishing you all the best and the best of everything that one can offer. Enjoy the music. Be a part of it. Wishing you the best in space and other places. Enjoy the music. I do.
All right, we're back for the last 5 minutes of our broadcast. Folks, actually, I just checked the TNT board. I haven't been able to because, again, it's been busy with the fires and having to play a little catch-up. But I did notice that Vincent Bugliosi, that was the name of the fellow that wrote Prosecuting Bush for Murder, the book to prosecute Bush for murder. Now, I know a lot of you out there think that Alex Jones is some kind of CIA operative. Maybe. You know, I don't know. Could be. I happen to like the fact that he's working with Vincent to prosecute Bush for murder and help get the information out. It seems like he's constantly putting out information, truthful information, and yet there are people out there that email me whenever I talk about him that he's some kind of bad guy. I don't know. I look at his actions. I look at his information. I say, you know, I don't know. I think this guy's a hard-hitting, truth-talking son of a gun. I like him. So if he is some kind of an operative, he might just be on our side. You might want to think about that. You know, actions to me speak louder than words. Action. And it seems like he's taking the right action. And Lauren Moret, you know, she's got a beautiful video out talking about radiation poisoning and how these wackos are constantly trying to irradiate this planet. Amazing. It's amazing. And folks, it's a concerted effort. It's a planned effort. It's an effort to make people sick so that we will spend more money on their system, in their system, and while we're spending our money trying to get well, they're continually murdering us. Yeah. So, you know, if you want to see some great, great videos and you want to see and read some great information, head on over to the Trusted News Trader, trustednewstrader.com. It'll take you to our posting forum. Help us out. Spread the word. You know, they're trying to streamline information. They're shutting down websites and posts. They're trying to lower the relevance of truth-talking posts throughout the internet. They're really streamlining data, and they're doing it in such a way as to keep people in the dark. The only way we're going to get around that is to work together. We need people working together, word of mouth, spread the information. You know, folks, you know we're all about trying to give you the truth. We may not know what it is, but we are definitely not going to shy away from it once we know. We're going to be here till they shoot us, or until they remove us, or in whatever the case they're going to do, we're going to be here until they stop us, because we've had enough. And we've been doing this for years. And we're not going to stop because, and folks, I am the president of this corporation. And I'm going to keep talking truth. I'm not going anywhere. This corporation's not going anywhere. We're going to be here until this mess is cleaned up. And until we see some of these people that have perpetrated this, because we've kept evidence, boy, We've been compiling it and compiling it on hard drive after hard drive. And when we finally get a judicial system that acts for the people, with the people, we're going to bring this evidence and we're going to help prosecute these criminals. And I feel everybody out there should do the same. Gather the data. Gather the information. Don't let YouTube rip it off and try to keep it silent. Don't let these search engines try to remove this information. Spread it on your personal website. Post it up on your blogs. Post links to our website. Get it out there. Talk to your friends and neighbors. It's the power of the people. That's how we win. And we're the many. We're not the few. We're the many. We're the people that will make the difference. Together, we're going to create a pristine world. We're going to bring heaven back to earth. We're going to bring our liberties and freedoms back. We are going to bring these perpetrators to justice. We are going to see a better world. It's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when. I'd rather have it be now than later. And in order for us to make it happen now, rather than later, we need your help. We need your help. Because I would rather have fewer people die, fewer people murdered, fewer people sick and in the system, fewer people, innocent people going to prison and working for free labor for these wackos. I'd rather have fewer people working for them because of their blindness and ignorance. And I'd rather have them awoke, eyes wide open, and helping this truth movement proceed at a fast clip, like a train that can't be stopped. Because remember, being a giant monkey, they have a lot of red tape, and they have to appease each other. They have to appease each other before they make their moves. That's why their planning has been decades ago. And that's why they aren't that fast. They can't move that fast. Have you ever seen red tape? It slows you down. And we, the people, can move fast as lightning. We can move as fast as light. We can change things right now. So let's get into working together. I love each and every one of you. I wouldn't be taking these risks. I wouldn't be having these problems with our company and our servers and everything else that happens to come at us at a fast clip. I wouldn't be doing it. I you know, there's much easier ways for us to be in business and to have it all. We don't want it all. All we want is to see the people have it all. 'Cause that's when we'll get it back. And unless we start giving, we ain't getting. And you people out there, help us out. We love you. We're here because we love you. We're here because we love the truth. And we're here because we're God-fearing people. And we want to see the light back on this planet. And by golly, we're going to. Blessings to you. Happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there, a little belated. Have a smile with grace. And we'll see you all next week. Don't forget to tune in to the TNT Hour on Wednesday with Don Nikoloff. We're proud to host Don Nikoloff's show, Evident Footprints, every evening. So stick on with BBS Radio. Tell your friends about us. We're going to be here until this mess is cleaned up. Give us a hand. We love you.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.